It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
KFI's the News Time, 736, and we open the door, and in he came. We say good morning once again to the one, the only, Larry Gable.
Good morning, and what a beautiful day it is, isn't it?
I'm surprised you even wanted to come in from the outside.
Actually, you know what? I was up early. I already took a run with my dog and fed the birds and the squirrels. And
you ready for a nap?
Actually, I am, because my son came over with some friends last night. And
late night.
Well, I didn't, you know, they were imbibing and stuff. Not my son, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I shared with them. I don't know if we have any beer connoisseurs out there.
I imagine there might be one or two.
Okay. Is my cake gone? It's from Central Waters Brewery. It's a vanilla porter aged in rum barrels.
Oh, wow.
And it's 13.3% alcohol by volume.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This thing, it tastes like it is, if you like porters, but this is really sweet. So I said, hey, I got it, and it's really sweet. So we shared a bottle with a couple of people, you know, because it's very good, but it's also very, very potent. So
yeah, sounds that way.
Yeah, it's very good. So then I was up in the middle of the night and then went back to bed and then woke up early again. And
here you are.
Here I am, yeah.
Yeah, and you've got an important topic that you're going to bring up today.
We do. We're going to talk about the 2021 financial market outlook, which most people are thinking, Larry, you're insurance smart. What are you talking about the financial markets? Well, we are a full service insurance financial planning firm. But our main expertise that we talk about is the health insurance, the Medicare, the Social Security. But we also have do financial planning through one of our professional partners. And in fact, we invited Josh Merzberger again from Merzberger Financial to join us. He was on the show, I think second Saturday of January, and talked about his firm and how he helps our clients. And actually we had several people already set appointments. Called our office and wanted to meet with him, and they've been very pleased. Everything I've heard is they've been extremely pleased with how Josh and his team has helped them. So I'd like to welcome Josh Merzberger. Josh, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, Larry. And as always, thanks for the invite.
You bet. So just so people know, like I said, Josh is one of our professional partners. And their firm specializes in investment and financial planning. So, Josh, why don't you kind of tell us a little about your firm, and then we'll get onto the topic.
Yeah, so, you know, our firm was founded back in 1994. It was started by my parents. My father had left a captive insurance agency, wanted to branch out into financial planning. I joined the firm in 2008 after graduating college with a degree in finance. My brother joined in 2010, and, you know, we really focused on growing the firm through excellent financial planning and really good service work with our clients. And so we've grown the firm over the last decade or a little bit more than that, to the point where we now have 21 full-time staff members. We have 6 full-time advisors, 4 CFPs, 4 CFAs on staff. Currently, we manage slightly south of $1.2 billion. The bulk of that is concentrated in Wisconsin, but we are licensed in 48 states, so we do have clients across the country.
Excellent. So 2021 financial market outlook. Could you share some perspective on what you see in 2021, as well as some of the recent volatility in the market?
Yeah, and you know, if anybody was listening to me back in January, what you heard from me was me saying that we thought markets were going to be good this year, but there was going to be a lot of volatility because there was a lot of things that were going to be shaking out this year. And that has played true to form. We have had a lot of volatility in the markets, especially this past week, and it's really been focused on what we call the reflation trade and interest rates. And what markets are looking at right now is we have an economy that is slowly improving, that's going to start to reopen sometime this spring to this summer, and many economists, market predictors, assume that there's going to be a flood of spending as people are free from lockdowns, they're able to travel, they're able to eat out safely. all these different things that are going to happen are going to cause a lot of economic growth. When you add to that a stimulus package of $1.9 trillion, give or take, that is going to be coming out very shortly, there's a fear that that is going to cause inflation and that has caused interest rates to start to go up. You know, interest rates rising is a good thing for savers. However, it's been a bad thing for the markets because one of the reasons the markets have risen so much is with really low interest rates, it pushes people into the market. So one of the things that we're watching very, very closely right now is the relationship between rates and the market and really seeing if we need to make any adjustments to our portfolios, make any changes for what we see coming down the road. But overall, we still are pretty bullish on 2021. We think we should have a good market. We should have a good economy. But we think we will need to be very careful with where we're investing because there are definitely pieces of the market that are overheated and areas that are very sensitive to rising rates.
Well, you know, I don't know, it was a year ago, if the listeners remember, but 1 year ago is when COVID hit, right?
Almost to the day.
Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, when everything started shutting down. Right. And I don't know if you remember, folks, but the markets tumbled a year ago. So, Josh, can you tell the listeners how your firm responded to last year's sudden drop in the market caused by the emergence of COVID?
Yes. So, you know, for our average client is somebody who is close to retirement or already in retirement. So thankfully, most of our portfolios are in a moderate tilt, but even in a moderate tilt, our portfolios, you know, they got beat up by COVID. So we watched the drop, and our team of CFAs, our investment committee, we sat down the last week of March, the first week of April, and really just spent a lot of time analyzing what had happened and what we thought the likely next 6 months or year was going to be. And our conclusion was that yes, the economy was damaged and hurting. Yes, we were in a terrible time for the country. But if you looked under the hood, we really thought that the drop was way too quick, way too fast. So as a result, we moved every single client of ours more aggressive into the market right at the bottom. Now, did we know that was the bottom? No. Did we know it was going to come back as quickly as it did? No. But our assumption was that we were going to get some government help to get to keep the economy going. We were going to find a vaccine, and we were going to come out of this stronger and better than ever. So we trusted in the markets. We moved more aggressive, and as a result of that, our clients thanked us. Now, were they very happy with us when we moved them more aggressive in April? No, but that's why we have a team of CFAs, and we use discretion on our client accounts, which means it allows us to make changes as we see fit because it takes the emotion out of it. Most people are very unhappy when you see an account down 10, 20%. We looked at it, though, as a buying opportunity and took the opportunity to try to do better for our clients.
You know, we can look back and say, you know, there's the old adage, you know, you buy low, sell high, okay? But when you're in the midst of that, it's very difficult to pull the trigger. And I think what you had said is you have an investment committee. So you have a committee within your firm that is proactively managing the money, and they're taking the emotion out of the equation. And I think that's where people make some very silly mistakes. I actually had a client of mine who I had referred to you, and he said, no, I'm fine. You know, I'm going to do my own thing. Well, guess what he did at the bottom in April? He sold everything. And I said, so how did that work out for you, Steve? And he goes, okay, yeah, I know I made a mistake. Well, you know what that mistake cost him? About $300,000. Because had he been with Josh's firm, Jerry, they would have said, just stay put. Keep easy. And don't do anything.
Josh would have made the moves with the firm that he was making.
Hey, he would have actually, when he was selling.
He would have made baby.
He would have been buying.
Yeah.
Which is, what isn't that the adage?
Yeah.
You buy low, you sell high. What did my client do? He used emotion, he used fear, and he sold low.
Well, I think you guys hit the nail on the head if I just throw in a little comment here. You got to take emotion out of it.
Exactly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, but once you try to make a decision based on emotion, I think 9 times out of 10, you're going to have the wrong choice because you're afraid it's going to get worse and you want to get out before it does, or it's just an emotional scenario. And I mean, I looked at our statements and I saw it going down, but I thought, okay, fine. What goes down goes up. It's like a ball.
Right. But there's a lot of people. Didn't you have, Josh, you had mentioned that you have discretion. Can you kind of explain what discretion is? Because I think that's really important. And first off, you also are a fiduciary, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
All of our accounts are under a fiduciary relationship.
Okay. So can you explain what a fiduciary is and then also what discretion is, which is unique to your firm?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go back and hit on one last thing that Jerry brought up was the emotional part of it. So yeah, you know, as much as we talk to our clients and try to teach our clients to take emotions out of it, when the market drops like it did, everybody is still emotional. It's my job and our team of CFPs and advisors' job to talk to our clients, hold their hand, talk them off the ledge, and walk them through, you know, their financial plan, everything else, and reassure them it's going to be okay. I can't tell you how many 14, 16-hour days I had in March, April, May, and this was happening, as it did the rest of our team, where we were dealing with clients, helping to reassure them that things were going to be okay. But, you know, what you were mentioning, Larry, two things. One, a fiduciary means we have to put our clients' interests in front of our own. We have to clearly disclose fees. And it's similar to a relationship you have with your attorney or your CPA. You trust that they're going to do what's in your best interest. It's the same thing when we are acting as fiduciaries. And then on the discretion side, we take discretion over all of our clients' accounts. What that means is we have the ability to buy or sell and make changes as we see fit without first getting a client okay. And most people say, well, yeah, that's common sense. That's what I'm hiring you for. What people don't realize is a large majority of advisors don't have discretion. They literally have to call every client to get approval to make it buy or sell something, which makes it very inefficient for them to manage clients' money. And then what we also do is we run all of our clients' accounts through models. So we have different strategies at the firm that are appropriate for clients based upon risk tolerance, age, income needs. And the nice thing about it is we might have 500 households that have the same strategy as part of their portfolio. All we need to do is make one change to the model that is tied to that strategy, and it instantly applies that change to every client. So when I was talking about moving more aggressive in early April, when we moved our clients more aggressive, it literally took our team of CFAs 2 hours. So literally, they came to the office, markets opened, we made the trades. By 11 o'clock, every client had been repositioned. Every client got notification of it, and then if we needed to make more changes, we were ready to do it.
And that actually, you know, and people, that saves money too. It saves time, it saves money, because if you're able to do it as efficient as you just said, you're saving a lot of time and money as far as trading and everything, correct?
Yeah, so the other thing is when we, because of our size, we band all of our trades together. And so by banding our trades together, we get institutional pricing. Whereas if we were just selling, you know, for one client or a client on their own was selling, they're going to get retail pricing. So that's the other thing. You know, it's different with every type of investment that we're trading, but by being bigger, we're able to get more efficient pricing and access to things that we wouldn't have if we were an advisor managing $50 million.
Now, you mentioned, now you're a CFP, Certified Financial Planner, correct, Josh?
Correct.
Yeah, you have, what, four CFPs on your team?
Yes, four CFPs.
So can you walk through what a CFP is and what that credential actually means?
Yeah, so for a CFP, you need to think of it almost as like a master's for financial planning is how I would describe it. But you take a number of different courses where you have to pass an exam at the end of each course, and then it accumulates in a final exam that you go to a proctored testing center for. It takes 6 hours, and you have to pass it with a 74% or higher to be able to use the CFP, and then you have to renew the credential every 2 years. What the CFP really does is they are the holistic financial planner. They take a look at your entire financial situation. They help you create the financial plan. They're looking at retirement, taxes, estate planning, insurance. But they're really kind of like the general practitioner is how I put it. They are licensed to take a look at everything in your financial life and to make sure that you are on track to get to where you want to be in each one of those areas.
Excellent. Now, you also mentioned that your firm has three CFAs or four CFAs?
Four now, yeah.
Four, okay. Can you tell us what a CFA is? What does that stand for, and what is their role at Merzberger Financial?
Yep, and so a CFA stands for a Chartered Financial Analyst, and that is a very specialized designation. It is the gold standard in our industry for money management. So to get a CFA, you have to pass three separate levels. The test is only administered once a year, and it's a weighted curve. So of the CFA, that people that start it, less than 20% actually make it through the 3 years and get the designation, and less than 6% get past each level on the first try. And when you think of a CFA, if you think of your typical mutual fund or exchange-traded fund manager from Vanguard, American Funds, BlackRock, if you look at the credentials behind their name, they will have a CFA. What we chose to do was rather than outsource our money management elsewhere where there's an additional layer of cost for our clients, we hired excellent CFAs, brought them into our firm. They are our employees, so we're paying their salary, but they are actually running our money management strategies for our clients, which allows us to offer what we feel is institutional-level money management cheaper than clients can find it elsewhere.
So how common is it for a firm, advisory firm, to have a CFA? Because I've never, to be perfectly honest, until I met Josh, I did not know what a CFA was. And I've been in the business for 40 years, Jerry, okay? So until I met Josh, I was not familiar with the term. So how common is that?
It's not very common. I mean, you don't see it a lot. I mean, you'll find it in some of the giant RIAs. You know, you're talking like $10 billion or more of client assets, but it's pretty rare outside of a major city like Milwaukee, for example, or into Minneapolis or Chicago to find firms that have one CFA on staff, let alone four CFAs on staff. So it's something that we think is really unique to what we've built and helps really differentiate us from our competition.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like the CFP and a CFAs have two totally different roles. So in other words, the CFP, a certified financial planner, meets with the clients, determines what their goals are, their objectives, helps put together a financial plan, right? And then the CFA is actually your team of CFAs are the people that are actually doing the investing. So one is determining the plan, but then there's a different hat for somebody who's actually the CFAs are actually doing the investing, because that sounds like a lot for one person to do. So can you explain why it's so critical to look for, maybe the listeners should look for a firm, a financial planning firm that has that, and why would that, what's the value add to them?
Yes. So, I mean, coming into the business, my father was somebody who was, he was wearing both hats. He was meeting with clients. He was doing the planning work and then also doing the money management. And as we grew, we were able to separate that. And so why it's so critical, though, is someone like myself, as you know, Larry, I'm very busy. So on an average day, I'm running somewhere between 6 to 10 client appointments that are anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, doing prep work, everything else in between. So my day all day is dealing with clients. In an advisor's world who's also doing the money management, they meet all day with clients, and then they hope to get to the money management. And what we find many times when we talk to new clients who are coming to us looking for a second opinion is that the only time changes get made to their portfolio is when they meet with their advisor. Now, why is that happening? It's not that advisor's fault. It's just they're so busy with everything else, they don't have time to look at the money management until they meet with their client, and that's when they talk about it. They're being reactive rather than proactive. In our world, the CFPs, we meet with the clients all day, every day. We handle all of their concerns, make sure everything is on track. The CFAs, their only job is to do the money management. They are not client-facing. I mean, maybe every now and then they'll pop into a client meeting or pop on a webinar or a call, but it's very minimal. I mean, most people laugh when I say this, but if you go upstairs, our CFAs have anywhere between 4 and 6 computer screens running at their station, and all they're doing is managing the firm's money.
Well, you know what? What I've found is in the financial and insurance services industries, it's really going to specialization. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, that's what I'm seeing. And I think what we need to do is kind of compare. I do not want my heart doctor doing my brain surgery, and I don't want my electrician doing my plumbing. So there's different roles and responsibilities, and I think that's what's making your firm so successful. And that's, to tell you the truth, Jerry, that's the exact reason why I partnered with Josh and his firm. There's an old saying, the sign of a true wise man is one who admits they don't know everything. Okay?
I'm really wise.
Okay. So I am securities licensed, okay? And I had done that for 30-some years. But it got to the point where, especially with my wife, and the listeners know, by the way, I think, we have a lot of repeat listeners. Mm-hmm. Might be some new people. My wife has cancer. She's in remission. And by the way, she just got off some of her very, very expensive chemo meds just 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
So, yeah, very, very good.
Congratulations to her.
But 6 years ago when this all started, she said, hey, Larry, you need to give something up. Okay, you know, you need to spend more time with me, okay? So what part of the bigger picture? And I said, you know what, I'm just, it's getting to be too much for me to do the investment planning, that division. So I fervently went and looked for other firms to partner with. And I actually interviewed 8 other firms, total of 9. Mm-hmm. So I did the homework, listeners. I did the homework. And I chose to partner with Josh's team because of what you're hearing right now. I mean, our clients have been extremely happy with them, of everything that they've done. And actually, I want to thank Josh. You just met with a client of mine a couple weeks ago who was planning on retiring in 8 years. That was his target. Josh put together a financial plan for my client, and he's going to be able to retire in 4 years.
Nice.
He cut it in half from 8 years to 4 years. And most people think money management is how you invest. What a lot of it is, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you put him in an HSA. We've talked about HSA strategies. Mm-hmm. We did that. That was going to save him $150,000 in taxes, the HSA strategy we're working with. He wasn't putting money in the Roths. There was a bunch of stuff just that he wasn't doing. That just by, hey, you need to realign this, and you do this, this, and this, and this, it cut off 4 years. So, you know, I thank you so much, Josh. I really appreciate it. My client was just sent me emails and was so ecstatic.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, like you said, you know, a lot of times when we look at what people are doing, it's very confusing for people. It's not what they do every day. It's like me trying to change my oil on my engine. I have no idea what I'm doing. But with our team of, you know, professionals, when we come in and look at it, many times it's very obvious that if we make a few small tinker changes here and there, we can drastically change what the outcome is going to be for people's retirement.
Yep. Well, if anybody wants to meet with Josh, you just call our office at 921-7526, 921-7526, and we can set up an appointment and to meet with him. And the first appointment is there's never a charge, opportunity just to chat and just see how they can help you. Also, Jerry, we got some webinars coming up on March 16th at 3:30 and 6 p.m., and you can call our office at 921-7526 or go to our website at gableins.com. That's GOEBELINS.com. And, of course, those are on Obamacare, Medicare, and Maximizing Social Security. Oh, by the way, Jerry, yesterday, one of our clients in the morning, we got him an extra $13,000 a year for the rest of his life if Social Security didn't know it.
Now you can call Josh. Josh, we got to run. Thanks so much for all the information.
Thanks, Josh.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me on.
You bet.
KFIZ Fond du Lac, it's 8 o'clock.
The Senate session that started yesterday is still going. I'm